This episode, sponsored by Stan Shoes.
Does your body hurt more than it used to after a long day? You're not getting old. You're not out of shape. You're just absorbing too much impact. Every step on hard floors adds up, and eventually your feet, knees, or back start calling the shots. That's not age. That's physics. Most shoes aren't built to handle a full day of impact. Until now. Stand Plus Energy Recovery Footwear is engineered to dissipate shock and reduce stress on joints. Their dual-density system gives you cushioning where you need relief and structure where it matters. They're accepted by the American Podiatric Medical Association, HSA and FSA eligible, and worn by over 100,000 people who feel the difference every day. If recovery is becoming the limiter, it's time to change that. Go to standshoes.com and experience real relief in every step. This episode sponsored by We Feed Raw. Have you ever actually looked at the label on your dog's food? Most dog food labels are a long list of things that don't look like food. Powders, starches, additives used to hold ultra-processed kibble together. At We Feed Raw, the label looks very different. High-quality meat, nutrient-rich organs, complete and balanced nutrition formulated by PhD nutrition experts. No fillers, no artificial preservatives, just real ingredients that support your dog's whole body health. That's why many pet parents see real changes after switching to We Feed Raw's fresh meals. If you want to feed your dog one of the healthiest diets possible, We Feed Raw makes it simple. Right now, new customers can get 40% off their starter box plus free shipping. Visit We Feed Raw at wefeedraw.com to get started today.
Now, y'all already know. When it comes to Mortal Kombat, safe to say, that is where I found my true love as a gamer.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
Now, some of y'all may not know. Of course, if you're new following Notorious Mass Effect, some of y'all may not know that one of the first times I figured out that I could actually be a sweat in a video game was Mortal Kombat X. That, you want to know when that came out? Mortal Kombat X release date. So that game came out 2015, ladies and gentlemen. I was just a wee little lad, 15 years old, playing Mortal Kombat X, giving BTA to anybody, to any and everybody with Sub-Zero using the Ice Clone. You know what I'm saying? People was irate every time I did a combo and went back into Ice Clone. People was upset. But anyways, that's when I figured out I was a humongous sweat in a video game. And then you come to realize Mortal Kombat is not only one of the more notorious fighting game franchises out there, but also it has a couple movie spinoffs.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
And the first time I watched a Mortal Kombat spinoff, I said to myself, wow, this is some absolute garbage.
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at.
And then I watched another Mortal Kombat spinoff, as far as like it was another Mortal Kombat video game movie. I said to myself, this is also complete trash.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
So when it comes to my gaming experience and when it comes to my movie experience of Mortal Kombat, just know it's drastically, insanely, vastly.
Shepard.
All right, my fault. Basically, it's different. You know what I'm saying? So whenever we're getting into the trailer, just know I do not have high hopes in the slightest. The last Mortal Kombat movie I watched was complete dog water. They brought some random character out. I don't know what in the world the story was about. I just think the Hollywood execs, the higher-ups, make it their ultimate goal to put the worst director possible on video game movie adaptations.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
I don't know if Hollywood directors, I don't know if they're scared. I don't know if they're afraid of what proper video game adaptations can do, which we've already seen with Mario. You saw how the critics try to, hey, hold on now. I think I'm just talking. Y'all saw how the critics talked about Mario. And then the actual gamers went out and watched Mario and they would say, hold on, this is actually a good game. It seems like, I have no way to prove it. But the vendetta against video games being turned into movies is almost like it's always been a lifelong hatred towards people who play video games.
Shepard, just look at the state of gaming. Like, what is going on?
So, of course, I'm not excusing the video game adaptations for them being bad just on Hollywood not in, not trying to make it a priority or basically looking down upon gamers. All I'm saying is I think there's a reason why the renaissance of people going to the movie theaters is primarily gaming material, whether it's Minecraft, whether it's Mario, whether it's the Pikachu movie. I forgot about that one. Detective Pikachu, Sonic. I could keep going on and on. I'll probably miss a one, right? Basically, video games is easily adaptable. I'm not going to say easy, but it's possible to, if you can adapt a book into a movie, there's ways to adapt video games into movies without having a drastic drop in quality. So with that whole soliloquy out of the way, let's get into the Mortal Kombat 2 official trailer, which is technically the second trailer. We already got into the first one. Like I said, I'm a huge Mortal Kombat fan. I don't know about the movies. I feel like they don't be trying, so I'm not having any expectations, but Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio, because we're about to get into the Mortal Kombat 2 official trailer, or the second official trailer, right now.
You want to know what makes a hero? It's not destiny. It's not something you're born with. It's searching for greatness.
Johnny Cage, you have been chosen for Mortal Kombat.
You know what's so funny? I was thinking to myself, so this is coming off of the last Mortal Kombat. Did they just kick the created character to the curb? And if they did, whoever made that decision, you need a raise. I don't know why in the world they chose some random character to focus on in Mortal Kombat, the original, like as far as this universe. And I feel like the second was actually focusing on the key star players, which they should have done in the first place, but whatever.
Then realizing you've had it in you this entire time.
Hold up, is this now on 1090? It is, what in the world?
Whoa! I really don't feel comfortable hitting a girl.
Don't worry. You won't.
Yo! Send me back. I want to go back.
The rules of the tournament are simple. Our fates would not be settled by the size of our army.
Hold up now. Hold up now.
I know that ain't who I think it is. I know that ain't who I think it is.
Send me back. I want to go back.
The rules of the tournament are simple. Our fates would not be.
You guys.
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Settled by the size of our armies. They would be decided by combat.
I'm not some great warrior. I'm not some champion. This is a war for the fate of your world.
Oh! Finish him! There you go. Finish him! Finally focusing on what makes Mortal Kombat great. I respect it. Like, honestly, NetherRealm, you should just give your story to whoever the director was and be like, hey, bro, just make this. Because one thing about NetherRealm's stories, until the end, they kind of go crazy with the endings. But throughout the story, they usually do a pretty good job, especially the last couple Mortal Kombats. I'm talking about story mode only. As far as, you know, stringing it along to the point where you realize you're watching a pretty solid action movie. So hopefully they took some beats from that. But so far, I like Shao Kahn's design. I like the bones. It's technically not bones. I don't know. I still like the design. It's still solid.
Me.
That's a pretty neat cut. I like that.
Earth belongs to me.
Oh, they're bringing everybody out. If y'all don't know, that's my favorite. That's my favorite character in Mortal Kombat right there. I ain't gonna lie to you. Noob Sabot be going crazy, especially when you had to unlock him in the original Mortal Kombat. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Y'all don't know nothing about that. All right, let's keep going.
Earth belongs to me.
Our only chance is to face this together.
Let's go, baby.
I'm not gonna lie to you, this looks way better than the first one. Who in the world, who was cooking on the first one? This looks way better. Much better.
You, Johnny Cage, are part of this now.
They're actually doing what Mortal Kombat is known for. Different set pieces, different characters, having their own separate storylines, not just some random character who are following around, and you know, occasionally Sub-Zero and Scorpion would jump in. It's shaping up to be fire.
It's showtime.
Get over here!
Now, this is what Mortal Kombat is about. This is solid.
Johnny will definitely die.
That's it right there. I'm not gonna lie to you. I still don't have a lot of hope. You know what I'm saying?
Shepard.
Nah, I just gotta keep 8 more than 92. I still don't have a lot of hope because I haven't seen a good Mortal Kombat movie yet.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
But as a person who's a huge connoisseur of Mortal Kombat fighting games, I have to give it a chance because, you know, I just want Mortal Kombat to at least get one W in the movie field. And I already seen what Street Fighter about to offer.
You guys. See, that's the problem.
So Mortal Kombat could be the first fighting movie to come out swinging, pun intended, and actually land on his feet. So that being said, that's basically all I have. As far as the actual movie, as you can see, only in theaters May 8th. So basically, you know, I like the way it's going, having a bunch of different popular Mortal Kombat characters in it instead of just, once again, following around a random character like they did in the previous one and having Sub-Zero and Scorpion pop up every now and then. So this one's a very, way more enhanced premise. So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias what do you think about the Mortal Kombat 2 official trailer, the second official trailer. And if you enjoyed it, what was your favorite part of just the trailers for Mortal Kombat 2, and will you be going to see it in theaters when it comes out May 8th, 2026?
This episode, sponsored by Stan Shoes.
Does your body hurt more than it used to after a long day? You're not getting old. You're not out of shape. You're just absorbing too much impact. Every step on hard floors adds up, and eventually your feet, knees, or back start calling the shots. That's not age. That's physics. Most shoes aren't built to handle a full day of impact, until now. Stand Plus Energy Recovery Footwear is engineered to dissipate shock and reduce stress on joints. Their dual-density system gives you cushioning where you need relief and structure where it matters. They're accepted by the American Podiatric Medical Association, HSA and FSA eligible, and worn by over 100,000 people who feel the difference every day. If recovery is becoming the limiter, it's time to change that. Go to StanShoes.com and experience real relief in every step.
This episode sponsored by Little Sleepies. Little Sleepies makes getting your kids dressed a lot easier. Their signature bamboo fabric is incredibly soft, breathable, and gentle on sensitive skin. It stretches so kids can move comfortably all day, from playtime to bedtime. Parents love the smart details too, like double zippers and fold-over mittens that make diaper changes and getting dressed faster and easier. And because Little Sleepies are designed to grow with your child, they last longer than typical kids' clothes. Right now, discover the ultra-soft styles families swear by. Visit littlesleepies.com and find your new favorite pajamas today.